Ladies and gentlemen, out here, I'm singing a solo for you guys today. Start off. Nah, just playing.
How did you feel out there?
I felt pretty good. I'm just happy to be back out here with my teammates. Taking it one day at a time.
But if it wasn't mean to you, to get back out there?
It's meaning a lot to me, you know, to be out here practicing with the guys. It's been a long time, so I was very excited to be out there today.
How do you wrap up this past year for you?
Long. You know, I went through a lot. It was hard work, but we pulling it off, you know. Had a lot of help, a lot of assistance from guys, from my teammates, from the trainers, my family, everybody supporting me through the whole thing. So still a little ways to go, but we're in the right direction.
After all this time, get out there with Vrabel, go do some drills with the guys, hit the blocking dummy, hit, you know, go through some walkthrough. What do you think about all that?
That was great. You know, I haven't done some of that stuff in a long time, and just to be back out here was a good feeling. Just like I said, taking it one day at a time is building up for when I start back playing.
How would you describe how much work you had to put in?
Woo! More than I've worked in my whole life, probably, you know. But it was worth it, you know, just to be back out here. It was all worth it, man.
Soreness?
No soreness today. We're just building up, man. Hope we just stay like that, maintaining, keep going forward.
You had to put a percentage on where you're at physically, what would you say?
I mean, I feel better than I did last year after my first surgery, so that's all I'm going to say on that. I feel great. Just saying what they tell me every day. We're going to build up from what I did today, so tomorrow will be more than what I did today. So just building up, hope to stay where I'm at.
Is it tough to kind of pull it back and not try to get
out? Yeah, I was like, Coach, let me get some pass rush today. He was like, nah, his first day out here, we're going to take it slow. I was like, man, what I'm going to do then this whole time? He was, take it slow, man. You're going to have plenty of opportunities. So we're just waiting.
Bill said he was talking to you the entire time. You kind of bought into the process.
Yeah.
The process after he told you about the surgery.
Yeah, the first day after, before surgery, he was like, hey, we're gonna have to grind this out. You got to just put your head down and plow forward. You're going to have a long rehab, a long surgery. And I was like, hey, I'm ready to do it. And we came out here, we put a plan together, and we followed it up with the plan. And it's working out for me.
Anything particular? A pleasant surprise for you about how you're feeling? You know, is there anything that you can point to?
No, not really. After everybody was telling me about the surgery, how hard it was going to be, and a lot of guys don't do this after the surgery, don't do that. I was like, I'm trying to beat the odds, you know. I've always been like that my whole life. So I was going to work hard and just try to push for a good time to come back. And I'm feeling great.
What was the best thing about being out there today?
Just being out there with my teammates, laughing and giggling with the guy. You know, they gave me a hard time today, first day back. There was like a new kid on the team, so, you know, it was fun.
When you heard that Darrell Revis came back so well from his micro fracture surgery, did that give you more confidence?
I'm going to say I was already determined I was going to come back. I wasn't really worried about it. I was just really going to work hard and just do what I had to do. Listening from other guys that been through it was a big help. You know, I talked to some guys and it helped me a lot. I started taking little notes and doing what they had, put their plan together, involved in my plan, and it helped me.
So who gave you the hardest time out there?
Today?
Yeah.
Probably Cushion, like always. You know, y'all was a new kid on the team, a lot of guys. But, you know, it was fun being out here with the guys today. I was looking forward to moving up.
Who did you talk to? Nebraska, that's your question. Who did you talk to that had been through the surgery then?
What's his name? John Beeson from the Panthers. When he was at the Panthers, the Giants. I talked to him a few times, and he told me to put together a routine. He told me the stuff he was using, and I started trying to do what he did, and it helped me out a lot. And, you know, leading up to practice, and I'm back.
Is it a sense of relief that you're finally back out here?
Oh, man, it's very relief. You know, I had a hard time, man. Some days I was like, I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like doing that. It was hard some days, so man, out here on my team, that's the best feeling.
Since you didn't play very, very much last year, do you at all still kind of feel like a rookie this year?
You know, I was talking about that. I don't know. I say, yeah, I do feel like kind of a rookie because I didn't get to play more than, what, 4 games? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of like a rookie season all over again for me.
What does it mean to you and Bill? You may have heard or read this, but Bill usually always tells us, Jadeveon can help us. What does it mean?
It's great to know that he believes in me and he put his trust in me, and I do the work and come out here and be a leader, help lead the team to the wins, and that's what I'm gonna do. Try to do what I can do, be the best player I can be.
Oh, I'm sorry. On those times where you kind of were like, I don't want to keep doing
yeah.
it. What got you through it?
I'm gonna say my support, man, the family and the teammates and the training staff. You know, they push me every day. My my mom, my girl, they were just like, hey, you got to get up and go. And I was like, man, I'm about to, I don't know about today. I'm calling in today. It was like, nah, man, don't do it. So, you know, they got me out the house, and I just got up here. Once I was done, I was like, man, I'm glad I did it today. You know, got to work in, and it helped me. And Roland them stayed on me the whole time through my rehab. He never let me quit. He was like, man, you got to finish. You got to do this. Got to do that. I'm like, I'm tired. He's like, go, go. And I was like, all right, let's do it.
Did you have a turning point sometime in your rehab where it felt like it started getting a little bit easier?
Probably after OTAs. Before OTAs, I was a little worried. I was like a little swelling here and there. But after OTAs, it started coming around. I started feeling great. And I was just like, Roland, let's push for a good date to come back. And he was like, put down the 17th.
What was your emotion when you heard the date for the first time?
I was like, listen, I was just happy, man. I was just like, let's do it. Let's see what we can get. We ain't going to set on 17. But if I can go by the 17, I'm going to come out here and be with my teammates.
Yeah, that's the process. Did you have a chance to talk to a good friend, Marcus Lattimore, and did he help you and push you through what he went through?
I didn't really talk to him. I just heard his story about how hard it was for him. And I was like, man, I know how I feel. You know, you can't take this for granted. So now I'm out here. I done worked hard to get back. I'm just wanting to stay out here and push harder.
Your dad, it's been a long time since you've been out there hitting people, going after the quarterback.
Yeah.
Anxious to get out there and be who you are.
Oh, man, I'm very anxious, man. It's going to be great to be out there rushing the pasture and just put my hands on all the guys. Man, I've been hitting these dummies for so long, man. Nobody hit back, so we're going to see how it go.
Is there anything you were able to do before you were hurt that you're not able to do right now?
Before I was hurt, right. I was not able. No, everything's coming along. I'm pretty much can do just about everything.
Do you have more comfort in the system? Do you have more comfort in the defensive system, even though you weren't playing, but you were with the team?
Oh, yeah. Learning the calls and stuff. I think I know a lot more this year than I did last year. And once I learned something, it's kind of stick to me about the system. So it was a big help for me from off last season to come in and I know the calls and stuff. And I just got to go out there and play and put them together on the field.
How much has Mike Vrabel helped you with the technique
and that aspect? I'm saying Mike Vrabel might be the smartest coach I ever had. He talks so fast. He's so smart, and he get us lost sometimes in the meeting. We'd be like, what? I'm like, slow down, coach. You know you can't talk like that so fast. But, you know, he's a smart coach, man. He pitching the right places to make plays. And, you know, you need a guy like that to help you.
Do